Hey, you don't need to come change out the spoil room and sell me. You don't think it's a little bit of money it costs for them four crate of white rum there?
Oh, sir, we do apologize for the inconvenience and we're going to rectify it. Okay, can you tell me why you think the rum is spoiled?
From know myself, white rum supposed to clear like water. But that rum is cloudy like coconut water.
Alright, I'm just checking the system, sir. You say you're calling from Johnson's Roadside Tavern in St. Andrew, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Alright, can you please just get your receipt ready so we can verify the order?
Alright, no problem. Hold on there.
Alright. Hold on a minute, sir. There seems to be a challenge. According to our records, we haven't delivered any product to your bar for at least 3 months.
That can't make no sense, lady. Me, I look pan the crate them right in front of me right now.
Okay, all right. Let me try something else. Can you read the batch code for the product for me? It's the number at the top right-hand corner of the label.
All right, hold on there. See it here. AABY. Yeah, I hate that.
I see what's going on now. I'm so sorry to inform you, sir, but it seems you have been the victim of scammers.
What?
We've been getting reports, really, about some counterfeit rum in the marketplace with that same batch code. That rum is not ours. We use an alphanumeric code.
So what am I for doing now, lady?
Well, I recommend that you call the police and make a report. And you might want to have a talk with the person who does your purchases. We're really sorry for the loss of your funds, but there's nothing that we can do about it.
Yo, may I come have down a good there day right now?
Have a good day, sir.
Findings from a 2016 report examining the impact of counterfeit goods sponsored by the International Chamber of Commerce outlined that counterfeit and pirated goods create an enormous drain on the global economy, crowding out billions in legitimate economic activity, depriving governments of revenues, and forcing high burdens on taxpayers. Counterfeit goods also dislocate hundreds of legitimate jobs and expose consumers to dangerous and ineffective products. It's safe to say manufacturers in Jamaica agree.
If you listen to the statistics going with some companies in Jamaica, they are saying up to 20-30% of their business being impacted by uncustomed and counterfeit goods.
Richard Pandohi, Deputy President for the Jamaica Manufacturers Association. For manufacturers, it's simple economics. The more counterfeit goods in the market, the less goods they sell. Faced with shrinking profits, companies may be forced to cut staff and shrink their operations, which in turn means less tax money for the government and less funds for well-needed public services. Counterfeiting also takes a psychological toll on entrepreneurs after realizing that the energy and effort spent to create profitable goods or services is being exploited.
Intellectual property is a key competitive asset in a company's ability to compete in the global economy.
Head of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Branch, CTOC, Assistant Commissioner of Police, Fitz Bailey.
The cold truth is that counterfeiters can sell well below the premium price. Innovation, invention and creativity, the ingredients that are transformed into music and books and products from new technologies to designers' handbags are converted into counterfeit goods, thus creating an unfair competition or competitive advantage.
Head of the Intellectual Property Unit at CTOC, Victor Barrett, says counterfeit goods also impact the rate of foreign direct investment into Jamaica.
If Jamaica is seen as a dumping ground for counterfeit goods, then what it does, in my estimation, is that it prohibits foreign direct investment. So companies won't feel free to come to Jamaica to invest and to create employment for our citizens.
With these realities in mind, there is widespread support for planned legislative changes geared at increasing the powers of regulators such as Jamaica Customs and the National Compliance and Regulatory Agency to identify, seize and destroy counterfeit goods.
Customs need to be beefed up and it will have an impact they're looking for. I believe that if customs continue to improve, continue to get the resources and the support from the NCRA and other institutions like that, that's an easy avenue for earning for this country. Easy avenue.
Deputy President for the Jamaica Manufacturers Association, Richard Pandohi. We've come to the end of our look at the impact of counterfeit goods on Jamaica's economy. Thank you for staying tuned. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I am Vaughn Davis, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.